When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, producer Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You were telling me something pretty exciting, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to tell the listeners who are listening right now.
Yes. Well, the news is, if you actually don't want to hear from me again in this context with ads, all you have to do is join the Patreon. And you can get an ad-free office hours experience.
So right now, there's rubes listening who are not paying, but they're listening to ads after ads.
Yeah, such as this.
I don't listen to the ads. I don't pay attention to that aspect of the show.
Yeah,
but you're telling me there are ads in this podcast.
Oh, whoever's hearing this right now, their experience of office hours is littered with ads.
Yuck. So, but you want
to
listen to it ad free? What do you do?
You just go to patreon.com/officehourslive.
What's that going to cost me? Hundreds of dollars?
Oh, not even close. Not even for $55, you can get a whole year of office hours entertainment.
$55? What? That's well. That's how much you can do it for $5 a month, correct?
If you're a fool,
right?
You would pay. You'd pay $60 for a year at right. $5 a month.
But dripping the money in every week.
Yeah, like a fool. Or you can just cut your check.
Sign up for the year, because we're not going anywhere.
No, we'll be right here. And if you pay, then you don't have to hear this kind of junk anymore.
Ad-free for patron subscribers. That's big.
No.
Let's lock the gates and start the show.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Go! Chairs! Get out of your office staples bullshit chairs you got 25 years ago and got little rips in the back where your head's been sitting. Your gaming chairs, your elbows are creating awful indentations in the sides of your chairs. Get off of your rolling chairs, roll them across the room. Get up and thank God you're alive. Thank God! Get on your knees and thank you. Thank me for the show I do for you every week.
Thank you, Jesus.
Me and the Holy Trinity and Matt, producer Matt, and everybody else. Thank us! Scream it out loud! Shout on the top of your lungs! Shout at the devil! Say, devil, get down! You're not coming up this morning. I see some Zoomers sitting down, you motherfuckers! Stand the fuck up, you pieces of shit! Get up! Get your asses up and dance! We're cooking! We're cooking! We're Ellen! This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show! We're cooking! We're cooking! We're all partying! Everybody parties with me! All we do is party! Good morning, everybody. I still see motherfuckers sitting down like some assholes. James Kirster's in the Zoom sitting down because he's too cool. How about you stand up, asshole?
Get up!
No, he's not listening to me either. He doesn't give a shit. He's fucking rebels. The audience is made up of rebels and cool people. That's my demographic. We've done research on this. Joseph's got his cat. It's people dancing. And I'm out of breath. And that's it for the show today.
Happy birthday, Doug!
Go for it, Vic.
Get down!
What is on the schedule today, ladies and gentlemen? What are we going to talk about today? It's an open book. Today we celebrate the birth of, not his birthday, that's some other time. That's in June, I think. When is your birthday, Doug?
October. It's next week, but Monday.
For whatever reason, we're celebrating. It's next Tuesday, so it's
Monday.
We are celebrating DJ Doug Pound in the house.
Doug.
Let's hear it for Doug.
Woo!
Come on, Vic.
Doug.
Don't worry about my birthday.
We've got tremendous surprises in store. Great guests lined up.
Doug has a new face today.
And Doug's aged rapidly. We're going to play Doubled Guess Doug's Age today. Doug is
metabolic.
Doug has begged us not to do a birthday show, but I looked at it like this. I said, well, it's good filler content. Mm-hmm. And we did a nice one for Vic, and we did a really beautiful tribute to myself. And then that's it. We're saying we're putting with peace and love, no more birthday celebrations for a while. Who knows? Maybe we'll do my big 50 in 5 years or Vic's big 25 when he turns 25 next year. We should do something for that. But we will be honoring Doug. Doug's a great person. We started with terrible energy today. First of all.
I think we all walked in nice, and then we had to do these.
First thing that happened, Doug, you opened up your computer and had a panic attack because all of your drops had mysteriously disappeared from your Dropbox. Is that the case?
Go stupid!
That's right. I was watching them, 3,000 files just starting to disappear rapidly like crazy.
Huh. Go stupid!
And you went dark, man.
That was all the drops I've been collecting for the last 10 years.
And they just started started popping off right in front of your eyes.
They just started going zip, zip, zip. It was like out of a movie, some Tom Cruise movie. And I said, Wes, help me with these files. And he didn't say nothing.
Who saved the day, pal?
Uncle Tim.
Uncle Tim. Not uncle anybody. Sure, I'm an uncle by definition. My sister has a son. Do the math. Guess what? That makes me an uncle. But I am Father Tim to many of you. Your brother Tim. I'm Brother Tim to you. You are
Google saved me. I said, how do I get my files back that were deleted?
Well, I said, go to Dropbox.com and search for your files there. And bingo. That was the first. That set you on the right course.
Because you were in the app or something.
But you ever talked to, and I've been in this position many, many times. So I have some sympathy for you. But when something is going wrong and you're in the middle of something like you're getting let's say you get a bad text or a bad email or something's not working
and
you go
daily?
You go like into this dark like not depressed but just dark, angry, closed spot, and people are trying to talk to you and all you want to do is rip their faces off,
the pounding,
right? And right. I was saying, Doug, we got to start working on the show here, baby. And you're just deep in your computer looking for your heart of gold, your box of gold. But I so that's why I tried to give you space today. Okay.
I was asking him some questions. No response.
No response.
At all.
Full. Just,
well, I asked you a question earlier and you were like, remember that?
Right. Yes. That was, yeah.
I thought that's you went into a trance or something.
I was texting with.
And I looked at his earbuds and they weren't even in. I was like, what is going on? Like a Manchurian candidate.
I was texting with a guest from today. I was trying to get information to him or her. And.
Who? Name the person.
No. And I wasn't listening to you guys. And then what happened? So by the way, the situation resolves in Doug's corner, but he doesn't tell us that.
Right.
Well, after you,
he doesn't
tell me to
say
shut up,
like all's well. And then Matt insists on us doing the sound check again, and it's like, I'm telling you, I'm never happy with the sound of the show. I listen to it the next, later in the day or the next day. Just to get a sense of what the audience is experiencing, I'm never happy with it. And it never gets better. So we always say, let's try to fix it.
Yeah. And I was worried, like, and Doug so we was like, seething. He's over here seething about things.
Right, and then suddenly Doug goes, and then, oh, well, I found my drops. I'm good.
Well, oh! After the beating I took, then verbally, about I got to pay attention, then I kept my mouth shut.
But all then right. After that, like, he's like, Vic's drops sound a little loud. So then I'm like...
The drama between these two and their drops. And
no,
I
we
always
were doing
get mad
a sound
at,
check, and I said, well, they're loud.
I tell you, I almost went over to Doug's house and beat the shit out of him with a bat the other day. Because I was listening to the show, and I'm doing my Obama. Okay?
Oh, boy.
A lot of people are really happy with my Obama.
A lot of people.
And this happened the week before... I can't remember which one I was doing. Who was I doing?
Probably Rush?
No, I was doing Rush Limbaugh. And I said, just so you know, guys, here's a rule of thumb. Because you used to do it with Alex Jones. I say, hang off. Don't play clips of the real person when I'm doing an impression. Because all it does is remind you people that I don't really sound like those people. And then there it was. Barry down as Obama.
I think you should ask the audience because I bet they loved it.
I don't care what the audience loves. I know what the audience needs. They think they know what's good. So I said, I'm going to come over to your house, Doug, with my baseball bat, my Louisville Slugger, and your head's going, cave in. Boom. Oh, why? Ooh. Oh. Ooh. That's why his face is all covered with that mask. You should see what I did to his nose. Anyway,
that's gonna be a sound bite.
I'm just kidding. Just trying to, you know, controversy creates conversation. Besides today's birthday, audience got real uncomfortable. Doug, laugh. I didn't come over to your house with a baseball bat. Can you confirm that?
I had my doors locked. I mean, you could have. Next time, you got to bring a lock pick. Kit.
I'm going to bring an ice pick and shove that in your eye, give you a lobotomy.
Would you rather have an ice pick to the eye or a baseball bat to the skull?
Ooh. There's something, God. If there's ever a scene in a movie where somebody gets hit in the head with a club or a baseball, that really makes me sick.
I prefer that than the ice pick, than any eyeball stuff.
But then it's more damage if you
I mean,
you
just
get the
on a movie, it's
head,
grosser
though.
To watch the eyeball.
I hear you.
Baseball bat.
No,
is like,
I feel like the head
you
hit.
You can come back from.
The head hit, like... when Jack Torrance gets hit in the head by his wife, Wendy. Here's my, no Jack Nicholson now. Listen to me. Wendy, light of my life. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'd have done a better job in that role. I'm not going to hurt you.
Communism.
I'm just going to bash your brains in. But then she hits him with a fucking bat. Bing! He goes down. Oh, right in the head. Down the steps. Little movie called The Shining, ladies and gentlemen. Hmm. Well, we're off to a great start.
The Shining?
Remember that great YouTube? It was one of those early viral videos where they made The Shining into a...
Oh, yeah.
Into like a feel-good rom-com kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
Shining. That was great. Not only is it Doug's birthday, which is not, it's a great friend of the show, one of our great loyal listeners, Lobster Elbow's birthday is today as well, correct? Or soon. Happy birthday, Lobster Elbows. Happy birthday, Lobster Elbows. In honor of Lobster Elbows, all the super chats today are going to the Maslow Project in honor of our pal Lobster Elbows. I should have read this at first. They're a great nonprofit helping homeless and at-risk youth in Medford, Oregon, where Lobster Elbows lives. Isn't that sweet? This is his lovely wife setting all this up. If you can kick in some more, go to maslowproject.com. And happy birthday, Lobster Elbows. In addition to this birthday shout-out, which I will not do for all our listeners, this is not going to be a thing that we do all the time. Get used to this. Don't expect it. But I'm a fan. Why don't they spend 20 minutes on my birthday? Can you imagine that that's what this show becomes? It's just the birthday. You know how I feel about birthdays.
Yeah, why are we even doing birthday celebrations in our middle age?
It's disgraceful. And the show's gone downhill. We know.
Right.
It's a disgrace.
This is it. This is the last
This
has got to be the last
This is
man.
The last one. Lobster Elbows, we are celebrating your birthday, but you mark the moment the show jumped the shark when it comes to birthday celebrations. Okay? So it's on you. If anybody wants to go over to Lobster's with a baseball bat, Bleacher Jeff has his baseball bat ready in the Zoom. Oh, dear. What if the entire Office Hours family community turned uber violent on each other? There's a civil war in the office. The patrons versus the non-patrons. I'm sick of paying $5 a month for this show, and all these people are having a free ride. You know what we should do? We should find them and round them up. I don't think that's a good idea.
That'd be cool if they did it like an old school Rumble where no one dies. They just have like chains and switchblades
gathered around. And yes.
I guess somebody could die with that.
All right. I don't encourage violence.
Fists is real manly.
Yeah. I would be on the patron side though.
Rumble.
To be honest with you. I was saying, in addition to this, Lobster, I would love to have you read our ad for the City of the Day. That's the big news. So the City of the Day ad.
The City of the Day.
Sorry, the City of the Day.
City of the Day.
So, Lobster, I think you're going to look in the chat, if you can look in the chat of the Zoom. And we're going
to
unmute you now.
City of the Day. Oh, thank you. Wow. City of the Day. How do I?
You're good. Okay, so here comes
the
copy.
Trip.
Do you have the copy?
It's in your
chat. Oh, there we go. Okay. Can you still see me?
Yeah.
Yeah, your audio.
Good thing the audio sucks.
Disgrace.
All right.
Take it away, Lobster Elbow. The City of the Day is brought to you by...
City of the Day is brought to you by Stan Cedars. Cedar Cedars. Nothing beats the fresh scent of old growth cedar. And nobody knows how to seed a cedar like noted news personality Sam Cedar's brother, Stan Cedar. The Cedar family have been master cedar seeders for generations, using all organic soils and innovative splicing methods to turn seeds and saplings into full-grown cedars in less than 30 years. Cedar's team plants them, then you raise them up and chop them down to make nice cedar planks to line your linen closet, build your outhouse, or throw them in the wood chipper and have the perfect chips for your front yard or hamsters. Hamsters.
You know what hamsters
Call
are?
Call Sam right now on his personal cell phone and ask for his brother Stan at 917-JKJ3. That's 917-JKJ-TREE. And tell him Office Hours sent you.
Well, that was terrific. Thank you, Lobster Elbows. Happy birthday. All the best to
you.
Everybody can send.
Happy birthday, Lobster Elbows.
Yes, Vic would like to say something special. Vic.
Happy birthday, and I hope you're having a good time, and I hope it continues to get better throughout the day.
Oh, thanks, Vic.
Wait, today is his actual birthday, though?
Yeah.
And also, Doug would like to say a few words.
Well, it's great to meet a fellow Pisces. This is the first time in my life I've met another Pisces. It's weird. You know,
we're like twin fish.
Yeah, well, you're the lobster, and you know, I heard lobsters can live forever.
Is
that great? Did you hear about that scientific fact?
I've never met anyone with astrological science.
Hundreds of years.
Lobsters,
forever.
Lobsters can live forever.
If you don't boil them, they don't age.
Come on.
You ever seen a wrinkled lobster, Tim? Have you ever seen a wrinkled lobster?
That's no proof.
Look it up.
All right.
You guys are Pisces brothers, like Mike Love and George Harrison.
What's up, Lobster?
Well, I want to take advantage of this time really quick. I want to send an Office Hours middle finger to Phil.
Oh,
my God.
Finally, some negativity there.
Just took a turn.
What happened?
We're just on level. We're on season 2 of Sopranos, and Phil put up some kind of tweet about Tony Soprano and how he...
I saw that tweet.
Spoiler.
I saw that tweet, but don't even listen to that tweet because he doesn't even know. And maybe he's just being a...
Wait, did you just ruin it for me, Doug?
Just forget it all.
All I'm saying is don't listen to anything Phil says. It's not a reliable...
Listen, I don't even like you bringing the guy's name up on this show. He's disappointed us many, many times.
Drain.
So drain, Phil, drain the Phil.
Drain Braun.
drain Braun.
Drain Phil for Doug's birthday.
Yeah.
He needs to go back to drain Braun.
By the way, all right, thank you, Lobster. Go back to being a passive listener of the show instead of a, like, you think you're the guest on the, big guest.
Throw
the
some
show.
Rubber bands on those claws.
I hate to bring us backwards, but we didn't have the lower third, and we have to show the image from the sponsor this week.
We certainly don't.
So
but
funny.
Go ahead. This is the Sam Cedars.
Oh, you could pull up my screen here. Just pull up the full screen.
Cedars.
There you go. Just real quick. Hannah put a lot of time and effort.
Is that supposed to be Sam Cedar?
It's Stan Cedar.
It's Stan Cedar. Sam's brother, Stan.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Well, you'll have to send that to Sam. He'll get a kick out of that.
All right, continue.
There you go. We love bald men. Well, let's say hi to somebody. First of all, I want to say hi to our official mascot, Madison Daly. Thank you for being here, Madison. Who else do we want to say hi to? Anybody want to say hi?
Yeah, we had an offer for a birthday pun from Corey Bilgrav.
Oh, what was the city? Where was the city of the day
today?
Oh, did
we forget the city?
Trenton, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. Trenton, New Jersey. So write that down, Trenton, New Jersey. And it's a high of 44 there.
It's a beautiful day.
Low of 22. Fuck, I had a pun last night and I forgot it.
It's hot.
It just occurred to me.
Well, Corey's got one.
Corey, what do you have?
I'm actually from New Jersey.
Oh! Whoa.
Yeah!
What?
Are you there right now?
Yeah. What was that?
Are you there right now, or are you just from
I'm
it?
There right now.
Holy, can you... Wow. I mean, when has that ever happened? How cool is this?
Yeah.
I got a question for you. You got a you got a sewing machine back there?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend's. Oh. I don't sew.
Oh, just
Why?
Relax, okay?
Why?
Don't be so embarrassed. No, it's not my... It's just my girlfriend's,
my
dude.
Look, guys can sew.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right?
All right.
Yeah,
what
but
do
I
you sew?
Can't sew.
Just tell me one thing you
I mean,
make with it.
I don't sew.
Do you darn? Do you darn with it?
I don't darn.
Okay, what's your pun for Doug?
All right. I had to write it down. This came to me today. I'm like, I know the perfect person for this. Did you hear about the hand lotion company teaming up with the bug repellent company?
The hand lotion company teaming up with the bug repellent. I make things worse, by the way, when I explain this. The hand lotion company with the bug repellent company. What? No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they're going to be coming out with Jergens off cream.
Okay.
It's like that's a little racy.
It should just be called Jergens off. Jergen off.
Jergens off.
I like
it. You don't need to add the cream to it. But yeah, it's pretty good. I like that.
It is a cream.
I masturbate a
lot. Yeah, but you don't understand how puns work if you add the cream.
I'm right, giving it my official office hours seal of approval.
Thank you. Thank
Where's
you.
We need a seal sound effect there.
You want to get into a... we have a surprise message. You want to get into the first surprise
message? Oh, yeah. We'll stay right on schedule. We have a surprise message for Doug coming in right now.
Oh
boy.
Oh, shit.
Of course it's muted. Why would it be... Why would we be able to hear that? It's only
that
a fucking radio show.
Guys.
Oh, yes.
Hello, DJ Doug. Bond in the mix. You can move Tombo here, the MBL FM. I want to take a time to wish you a happy birthday. But you've been considered one of the number one up there. And then you're a big fan of your boy making up to the whole family. Thank you so much. But I cannot live if I'm not just wishing a happy birthday. Say, no, DJ, not in my house.
Yay!
Wow.
I love all the space in there. Is it him just glossing over all the stupid copy we wrote for him? And then he just throws his own no.
God, at least it was shorter than that goddamn Carmine Jr. that you guys got for me. That was longer than War and Peace, that Carmine Jr.
I suggested Mutombo for yours too, but
I wouldn't.
Turns
have
out Mutombo is more perfect for me because it's more of a, something I'm into.
Ian says in the chat, "I want Mutombo reading Audible books. That would be
dark." I want to get plastic surgery to have my vocal cords sound like a Mutombo.
DJ Dog Bonded on X.
We could get you a.
I gotta get.
What's that called when you have the machine by your. Tracheotomy? No, a trache box? Tracheotomy box?
No, they get into your throat. They take a like one of those things that you.
Oh, yeah, they stretch it.
No, like one of those. What's that machine that has like two spinners on it you make dough with?
A mixer.
A mixer. They shove that down your, to your cords.
Widen the cord.
Kind of get the cords kind of shredded a little bit.
Dog. I see.
Stretched and shredded.
I didn't know about that.
Dog bond in a mix. Dog. 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 DJ Dog bond in a mix.
At least he didn't call me dog.
I know.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef created, dietitian approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the chef's choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb saman. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready to eat meals and get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now! Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Guy
God, what a scourge! What
dog,
a scourge! Cameo has become on our culture. Right. Just get anybody to say anything.
And I noticed they're getting wise to people like you know cropping out the cameo thing. So
I know they move
that,
it around.
They move it around.
Wait, so, they move
it like
logo.
Bounces around.
Yeah. So I had to like crop all the way. Right.
Well,
I mean, it makes
we know
sense,
what's going
but...
on. That's a benign,
cares?
Appropriate
right.
use of it.
It's not like I'm embarrassed about the
right.
that aspect
reached,
of it. Oh, I reached out to a close friend for this.
NBA Hall of Famer.
Dog.
Who's getting like? Who's getting just lost in the weeds with their own cameos? Like they're just piling up, and they're spending all day doing these messages for people. There must be somebody that's weirdly very in demand on that. I don't know. You'll never see me on there, gang. You want to talk to me? Just come on the show or send me a DM. I'll be happy to make videos for you.
I've done a couple.
I don't need no money for that shit.
I've done a couple for people's birthdays. Not through Cameo. We do it man to man. You know what I mean? I meet them in person. I make them film it. I fly them out.
Man to man. I'll do it, but you got to film me. Get a studio, get the lights and cameras. It's got to be
crew.
Pro.
It's got to be union too. It's got to be. We got to get the locations permitted.
Hey, you know, today's a big day apparently for Donald Trump. Did you hear about this?
Oh my God. Wow. No, what is
he? According, first of all, he spoke at that CPAC, and I didn't hear a peep about it. Yeah. Has that been? Was it just a? Did it just?
Yeah, I just saw the headlines. I didn't watch it because I'm tired of them. But
it didn't make any waves.
No,
like nobody. Right. He just played it safe and just read. But it was like the teleprompter. Trump.
I guess the big news is like last year and the years before, like they always do like a little straw poll to see like who should be
oh yeah
the nominee, And, you know, every other year while he was in president, he was like 99%. This year it was like 50% or something. So
who are you going to get, though? What, Ted Cruz? That loser?
Yeah.
That guy's such – that guy's the most pathetic thing I've, I think I've ever seen in politics, Ted Cruz.
Or in life.
The minute I sat down in my airplane seat, I knew this was a bad idea. It's the best.
I can't hear
but,
you.
But then, so the news today apparently is that today's March 4th, and the QAnon nutbags think that, this is according to this tweet, a totally unverified tweet, but it says that March 4th is, they consider this Trump's ascension, that in the 1870s, Congress passed a bill referring to a newly created government entity as a corporation. This was an admission by Congress that the American government had become a corporation. Therefore, all acts of the United States government after 1877, when U.S. Grant's, ooh, I'm sweaty, term of office ended, no one reacted to that. He's the guy that I'm hot for.
Yeah.
Were void as acts of a corporation rather than a lawful sovereign. The seat of the King of England, which was occupied by lawful presidents, had been taken by an alien entity. And in 1877, when we had our last legitimate pre-Trump president, inaugurations were held on March 4th. Therefore, Trump, as a legitimate president, is to be truly and finally inaugurated today. Then they will arrest and hang the traitors, Biden, Bush, Obama, etc. That's what they're talking about today. That's the chatter. Nothing, no another word yet of that happening. It's getting late in the day over there. It is now 1:30 p.m. So who knows? We'll watch that carefully throughout the broadcast today.
What?
See if there's any movement there to reinstall Trump as president. But they're talking about it. Like, so I guess now there's like a violent or there's like an alert in Washington for some more of that funny business. But I don't think anything. They said a high alert now. U.S. Capitol braces for possible security threat.
Nice.
Tim, you know, I always hate to interrupt, but we have another surprise for Doug. And she's waiting.
Okay, let's bring in the birthday surprise number two for Doug Lusenhop's birthday, which is not today or even this week.
Can you unmute, please? Surprise guest.
Hello.
Are you there?
Surprise guest, are you there?
You
ooh, I love that sound.
Mute.
What is that?
That's a THX.
THX.
Deep note.
Maybe they changed their mind, but they're in there. Can you hear us?
Hmm. This has become quite a mystery.
Oh, there we are.
There we go.
Oh!
Whoa, look who it is. I knew this was coming.
Big surprise. The Lusenhops are in the house.
Wait, who's that other guy?
It's the tech...
Pauline.
Who is with you? The Geek Squad?
Yeah.
This is Doug from the future. This is Doug. In the background is 2030 Doug.
Look at that. Oh, no.
No, 2040.
Oh, my God.
2040 Doug. What is it, a Trump 2020
Trump
hat on?
Trump 2020 hat.
Yikes.
How'd that work out?
Okay. Wait.
Hey, Pauline.
Makeup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. They got a whole sketch prepared.
Okay. Gotta make her look good.
Okay. I'm ready.
I love. Yeah. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just great. I'm so happy that I can be on this show.
Well, today is not a very important day, but next week is. It's Doug's birthday next week.
I know. I was there for his birthday.
You have how many children?
Four.
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 Where does Doug rank on that list of children for you in your preferences?
He is third.
Wait a minute now.
One, two, three.
No, I know. No, I'm saying in terms of birth.
Right.
Yes, I was saying in terms of who you prefer most, and you said third.
Third. All right, he's third.
That's terrific. So, there's your baby boy.
Doug.
That's my baby.
And where are you two? Where are you two right now? I got word you might be not in in Illinois.
No, we're in Florida with our friends Rob and Sue, Doug's aunt and uncle.
Oh, they're friends and relatives.
Godmother.
Get in there, Sue.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Sue.
Guy.
Look, if my parents kick the bucket, I'm moving in with you because you're my godmother, right?
There he is.
There we go. Right.
Now, what part of Florida are you? What part of Florida are you in?
Lakeland. I don't remember. Lakeland.
Get quiet now. Put the margaritas down for a second and just focus.
Go get me the Prevagen, will you?
You're inland, right? You're nowhere near the coast.
Right.
Just yes or no questions, Tim. Let's get through these.
Why don't you get that? If you're going to go to Florida,
Mom,
go by
focus
the beach.
On the focus on the show. Quit asking.
Now, Pauline.
Yeah.
Is it true that you have a special message for Doug? Some breaking news that you want to let Doug know about?
Yes, Doug. You know your father and I love you very much. And we've always told you the truth about everything. But there's something you should know. You have a brother, and it's time for you to meet him. He's on Zoom right now. Are you there, Jamie?
I'm here. I'm here, Mom.
Hi, thank you, honey. I haven't seen you in so long.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home, you don't seeing this. It's a huge part of a huge moment in the show. We have now confirmed what many have suspected, that LP from Run the Jewels is in fact Doug Lusenhop's long lost. Am I going to say twin brother? Twin brother separated
twin brother.
At birth.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we're twins too.
This is incredible. We have a twin reunion happening right here, right now on Office Hours. LP, when did you find out that you had a long-lost twin brother?
I always suspected it.
That's not the question.
I would feel random pains that I knew that I hadn't heard myself. But it wasn't until recently.
He's getting emotional. Doug, are you getting emotional?
I mean, I am choking back the tears. And
this is a beautiful moment.
Here's the thing. Here's why I'm feeling emotional about this. I never wanted a brother, and I really don't want a brother.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. So these are not tears of joy. These
we got
like,
a problem because I've always wanted one.
No.
These sisters didn't do that.
You know,
do
LP,
too much
you might have sold this better with glasses on. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Well, I took mine off.
Okay. So. There you go.
No, but it's cool. It's cool. I don't like sharing Mom and Dad.
I hear that. Well, I don't want to get in the weeds of this, but who was your Mom and Dad then growing up? Was it Pauline? And did you guys live a big double life, Pauline and Gary?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
This is big stuff. Yeah. And now LP and Doug, you both have interesting love of music, and you're super creative, but one of you, LP's gone on to have a tremendous career as a musician, and Doug is doing what he's doing right now here at Office Hours. So
right.
It is interesting to see how those two things, the paths went in different directions.
Right. Isn't it something to remember, Mom?
Well, they were...
Just keep in mind.
Maybe my parents kind of supported... Maybe my signaling was a little more on what
their
goals were, and I was maybe neglected a bit. But
so LP
it's
is
fine,
there,
and I'm happy to be here.
I know you said you don't want a brother, but is there a place in your life or in your heart for Doug that you guys can sort of connect and have a relationship?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to LP. I'm done with you, Pauline.
Oh, you're talking to LP.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know it's weird, but there isn't. There really isn't.
Okay.
And I want to, you know what I mean? I want to be honest here.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on in your life.
Yeah, I just don't want to, you know, I just don't need another brother or friend. That time has passed. I just don't see us forming a trust between each other at this point. I'm a little ashamed of Doug, you know, just from a distance.
Yeah.
But I want, you know, I want to be able to love. And so, you know, I guess there is a small part of me that's just sort of morbid curiosity, you know?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your honesty. You know, it sounds like you got a full plate right now.
I do.
What's happening in your neck of the woods? You got, you making music? Are you, do you still have a bagel shop?
Huh? I don't know. I think so. I mean, I'm not really like, you know, I'm an absentee landlord with that one. Yes, I believe that we still have a bagel shop, Frankel's, in Brooklyn.
There you go. You got a little shy about that. I didn't know. I thought you were proud.
Well, I don't. You know, I haven't really gone outside in a year.
Right.
So I'm not really sure.
If I can't get a brother, can I like get a discount on a bagel if I'm in town?
Question in from
10% off at least, something like that.
I feel like that's fair. Yeah,
that's the least you can do.
All right, I'll take it. 10%.
Well,
yeah, 10% on a bagel. Yeah.
I don't want to belabor this. I've lost interest.
Yeah.
Shame on Doug's parents for keeping this secret. LP, anything you want to say? I don't really have any questions for you, besides the bagel stuff.
That's just really just all I'm worth to you, isn't it, man? It's just the,
just a bit.
The Doug joke and the bagel.
Well, no, I want you to come back to do the full Marin experience where we really get into the background and where you're coming from. Really go through the lyrics and find out what's happening with you. Where's all the
trauma, maybe, you know?
Yeah. Where's the trauma, man?
Yeah.
Who are your guys?
It's right.
Who are
right
your
here,
guys
buddy.
In rap music, huh? In hip hop, who are your guys?
I don't think this is the time or place.
I don't think it is.
No. I just want to say, you know, Doug, you know, look, don't take my hesitance to engage with you as an insult. I've been hurt, and I know that Mom and Dad have struggled with this thing. It was at my request the entire time for 45 years.
You're still in the will.
Yes.
Look who's got the comic timing.
But and you need a better haircut.
Who's that directed to? Is that Son One or Son Two? Pauline, do you consider LP Son One and Doug Son Two, or how do you rate them that way?
Doug came out first, so it was a twin birth, and then LP came out later. But I really named him Bruce.
How much later?
His name. Doug and Bruce changed his name. I don't know. I think he's gay, but that's okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Now I'm making it about take it back about your comic sensibilities.
Okay.
What do you think about this whole thing, Gary? You must be ashamed.
Totally surprised and disappointed. Yeah.
You're funny enough now. Oh yeah, you guys
got to get your story straight. All right, it's a lot of stuff going on in the Loosen Hap clan.
Can we see Doug? We don't get to see Doug. Aww.
Yes.
Where is he?
Doug has to pop up on Zoom.
Don't worry about that. That's not of any interest to anyone in the show, except you. All right, LP, I'm going to let you go. Get back to making them bagels.
See you, brother.
Thanks, man. See you later. All right. Bye, guys. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Don't worry. I won't contact you about any kind of friendship or anything.
Send LP a personal note from me thanking him for this appearance. I rarely do that.
Maybe he can run me some jewels, you know? Send me some. Some of those jewels are running. Okay. Well, you could have given me a birthday courtesy laugh.
It's not that good.
I know, but I could have got the courtesy.
Pauline, I could have you on all day, and the other people that are creeping in there, popping in, looking in, Gary, the rest of you, the whole gang. I'll tell you guys, you guys are a lot more entertaining than my side of the family.
Your right. side of the family.
Oh, is Pauline saying goodbye?
Wait, are we brothers too? Are you my cousin now?
Well,
have fun in Florida, Mom and Dad, and Uncle Bob, and Aunt Sue.
I just want to say,
bye.
I want to say that I think
thanks for all the gifts you sent.
I want to say I think that there are pictures of LP and Doug where they do look like fucking doppelgangers. But today it wasn't happening for me. Right? Vic?
It was close. I think
something
I think
about the eyes.
I've seen pictures where
we look alike.
He's like wearing the yellow
people
sweater.
People have said it. People have said that on Twitter.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But just today on the Zoom, it felt not. It wasn't as
clear. I saw the resemblance. I don't know.
But that's a big star, LP from Run the Jewels. And you guys, you know, we'll do a proper interview with that group
at
some point.
My mom works at TJ Maxx.
I know.
And she sent me a big box, a big birthday box.
Yeah.
And there's like 20 wrapped gifts in there. And they're all just like TJ Maxx.
Stuff that you get at TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
What is
it's
it?
It's like a weird socks. Back scrubber and like Axe body spray. Oh, nice. And like.
Oh, boy. Bring Pauline back on. Bring Pauline back on. What is this, Pauline? This mega box of gifts from TJ Maxx? She's muted.
I'm not saying all of it's from TJ Maxx. There's some vintage books that are maybe inside joke. Oh, she's muted.
That book, I want it back.
So you work at TJ Maxx?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And do you get a discount there?
10%.
Oh. Okay.
That's the discount I get at plus my brother's bagel shop.
Plus the 90% discount that's probably on all the items you sent to Doug. The clearance.
The five-finger discount.
It was clearance.
Yeah.
Bunch of junk.
Yeah.
What should we get? You're going to Gary one day. What should we get Doug for his big birthday? How about some junk from TJ Maxx?
There's a lot of it at our house, too.
Yeah, I bet. Pack rats.
How about that little piece of paper in his birthday card?
Oh. I didn't open everything up yet, Mom.
Oh, okay.
Back scrubber.
I'm saving that for the actual birthday.
Okay.
So you got one of those, your mom gave you one of those things to help put your shoes on. What are those things called?
Oh, I would love a shoehorn.
Shoehorn?
I actually need a shoehorn. These new tennis shoes I got are.
I know. You get new shoes and it's like you can break your back putting those shoes on.
What else was in there, Doug? Oh. What else did you get? Some candles?
We have another, I didn't open them
another unscheduled surprise here. We've got Don Jr.
A
I guess
card
President
games.
Is this
wow, really?
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is here to wish Doug a happy birthday. Let's see what he's got to say. Hello, Don Jr.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is good. I like this.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing? Good to see a full room out there. You know, your dad, Doug, your dad, I told him if he'd buy a Trump hat and pay me $1,000, I'd come on the show today.
Wow. So you've got your own kind of version of, what do you call it? Cameo going, Don.
It's like reverse cameo.
Yeah, I do it live, though. Anybody see me on the CPAC the other day?
No, didn't. No. No.
You guys weren't tuned in? Can you believe the Muppets got banned? Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable. And what does that mean, though, Don, that the Muppets got banned? I just heard that they added some kind of a parental warning there about something. Is that, I wouldn't consider that a ban.
Canceled.
They're banned. They're canceled. It's the thing that couldn't be unbanned, but they banned it. And, you know, the Muppets, I mean, the fabric of America is made of felt, Tim. It's the Muppets. And everybody, as we all know, loves when you ease that hand into the back of a Muppet, that feeling you get. It's just something that you just can't describe. And the fact that the radical libs are canceling the Muppets is just insane to me.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't see any evidence that they've been canceled or anything. And also, I'm not a fan of the Muppets, so I could give a shit if they get canceled or any of that shit. It's like time, you know, time fades away. Things change. So what about you, Don? Are you going to run for office one of these days? What's going on with your political career, the future?
Well, right now I'm working on the Muppets, but
what do you mean you're working on the Muppets?
You gotta mute my mom.
Hey, yeah, get the loosened hops out of here.
No, something's going on. I can't. I just put her in the
waiting
room.
You know, my father, Donald J. Trump, we haven't spoken. We don't really speak together. I've always communicated. Yeah, we got crushed. The father-son relationship got crushed. But, you know, when the Muppet came on the air in 1978, my dad, he was just fascinated by the Muppets.
I bet.
One Christmas, I got a Muppet, and my dad, I noticed he was mesmerized by this thing, and this is just how I communicated with Dad as I spoke to him through this Muppet. I got them right here, as a matter of fact. This guy, I've had him since I was a kid.
Oh, there he is, Fozzie Bear.
You know, this is Ralph the dog.
Ralph, sorry.
And I would talk to Dad through him. And Dad would look into his eyes, and he'd pay attention to him, and he'd do whatever I said. We actually created a lot of policy by talking to Rolf the dog to my dad.
Okay.
It was Rolf's idea to build the wall. It was Ralph's idea to storm the Capitol January 6th.
Oh, wow. So, that's quite an admission right there. Let me ask you something, Don. You usually are, I mean, when I see you on these nighttime shows, Tucker and Hannity and stuff, you're real amped up. And I don't know if it's because it's the morning or something. It feels like you're on lewds or something. It feels like your energy's super low.
Yeah.
Did you have a late night last night?
I had a pretty lengthy sexual session with my girlfriend, Michelle Guilfoyle, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I got to come down off of that. What?
You're describing a lengthy sexual situation you had with Kimberly Guilfoyle?
Well, she's nonstop, so, you know, I'm just kind of waking up for the day here. Got to wake up, you know. I don't have my toupee put on yet, yeah. My hairpiece stuff and all that. So I'm just now getting ready for the day, okay? Got to give me a little break here, guys.
What do you got planned for the day? Are you doing Tucker or Hannity or any of those shows today?
I'm going to go to a couple of Mr. Seuss protests, I think, and, I don't know after that, though.
Seuss protest.
Just doing what I can.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your internet speeds like? I feel like maybe that's getting a little crushed, too.
Well, I'm not allowed on Dad's Wi-Fi anymore, so I'm kind of on my own here. So,
are you at the complex? Are you at the Mar-a-Lago?
No, I have to stay at a hotel outside Mar-a-Lago. I'm at a Springfield Inn right now.
Okay. Well, and
happy.
There's a lot of suggestions by, you know, liberals and people like that you are on, that you do use recreational drugs like cocaine or speed or something because your energy's so hot sometimes. Yeah. Is that true or?
Oh, yeah, baby. I love the stuff. But, I got to take a little downer every once in a while to come down, get the heart rate down below 175 beats a minute. And, just kind of chill every once in a while, you know?
Uh-huh. I hear that. Well, terrible to hear that because I think that just sunk your larger political ambitions to be admitting cocaine use. Seems like that wouldn't be a great
Did I just
strategy.
Do that? No.
I don't know. Are
you still playing with your Mr. and Mrs. Potato Heads, or are you
Yeah, what's up with
them?
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head?
What are you up
to? Oh, the Potato Heads. I'm going to get some Potato Heads with some male genitalia and give them to my kids, because that's a bunch of bull crap, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So
it's ridiculous.
What are you gonna use for the male genitalia for your potato heads?
How about a French fry?
A good yeah, good fingerling one, Doug. Potatoes. I'll put a French fry on there or something.
Maybe a steak fry.
Smaller potato, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, Don. Good to hear from you.
We gotta move things along. Happy birthday, Doug.
Thanks, Don Junior.
Don Junior.
Give me your dad's address so I can get that $1,000. Okay.
Sure thing.
Okay, yes. We'll make sure you get
paid
out. I need
10% of that, too, please.
That's cool, Doug. Wow. Your parents are Trump supporters with that hat, so they must be excited to see the great Don Jr.
I've never seen them with a Trump hat, I think.
when you cross the Florida line, they...
I think maybe they borrowed that from my uncle, who they're staying with, but who knows?
When they cross the Florida line, they're...
Oh, yeah, they're
one.
Issued one.
They're issued one
land.
At the Orlando airport.
Kind of like when you go to Hawaii, you get the lei. When you get off the plane, they give you, for some reason, a winter hat.
All right, listen.
It's a little hot down there.
I'm sure there's many, many Zoomers that want to say happy birthday to Doug. Let's throw some at them. Or if they want to not say happy birthday to Doug.
Oh, we got some well wishes.
Thank
for
you
sure.
For
Sarah Lowe, can
you
unmute?
To the bullshit!
To the bullshit!
Oh, to the bullshit! Happy birthday, Doug!
Why, thank you!
I'm so happy to hear that you're not out of the will. I thought that was what the big surprise was going to be.
That you're not what?
Out of the will.
He's not out of the will.
Oh, yeah.
We're so not out of the woods yet.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true.
It's still, you know, well, there's still time.
Yeah, there's still time to be cut out of your parents'
and
will.
And believe me, there's not too late. The will is going to be, you know, TJ Maxx.
It'll be more
items.
Of a it'll be more of a won't.
That's very funny.
I'm out of the will, I'm into the won't.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Gowanus, New York.
Ah,
oh, right. Sam Cedar. Oh.
Sam Cedar.
Cedar's neck of the woods.
Oh, I'm going to have to move.
Aww. You should move where Stan Cedar lives.
That
where
seems
Stan
like a
Cedar
spacious little
Stan Cedar.
You see, what do you got back there? Is that your kitchen we're looking at, or what?
Nope, that's a TV and a bookcase.
A bookcase, okay. I've never seen a camera positioned higher.
Oh, I'm very
is this
sure.
Your Nest, is this your Nest cam to monitor
it's
burglars?
It's not on my Nest cam. It's on my desktop monitor. I'm a video editor.
Oh, yeah? So what are you editing?
Yeah. I am currently editing a YouTube video reviewing a very expensive standalone light called X1.
A standalone very, what?
Light.
Standalone light.
A light.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's not for me.
So it's a standalone light. There's no other
light.
Lights involved.
Many that's lights are standing amongst their other light colleagues.
I call that a lamp.
Yeah.
She loves
this. So it's a promotional. It's a commercial. You're editing a commercial.
I'm editing a commercial. Yes.
Very good.
What does the light do? Well. It costs $5,000. It has built-in diffusion, so you don't need to put like a negative fill or a diffuser card in front of
it.
No,
it's got a dimmer switch on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's for photography.
It's for photography or for motion, for video.
Is it one of those ring lights that the bloggers use?
No, sir. It is a Kino panel. It's just a flat panel.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Okay. Doug, do you consider Doug Lusenop an influence in your life, creatively?
I consider him a confidant. I consider him a soul sister. I consider him a personal hero.
There you go.
Maybe an icon. But an influence, probably not an influence.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Let me you get back to work. Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
The manufacturer of that lamp is watching the show going, she should be working right now.
That's an expensive lamp.
I know.
That's a big It's a lot. It's a lot of money for a
That's
lamp.
That's a rental. That's not a purchase.
Yeah.
Imagine they go in to their investors. What are you going to be charging for this lamp here? Well, we're thinking $5,000. What are you, nuts? We're not going to sell one of these. We're going to bring costs way down.
Talk to Doug Punk.
Doug Punk?
Doug Punk, are you there?
Yo, 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 what's up?
Oh, here we go.
This is cool.
Message for Douglas Lust.
By the way.
Hello, this is Doug Punk. Birthday message for Douglas Lessenhub. The message will start now.
Douglas Lessenhub, there are office hours fans all over the globe, so today your birthday is being celebrated.
Hey, wait, stop that. We're going to get... We're going to get blocked for playing that terrible song. By the way, I take no responsibility in Daft Punk breaking up. I'm first certain that they're not familiar with the fact that I'm not a fan of their music. So don't blame that on me. It sounds like they're going in different directions. It'll be interesting to see what those kids do as they move forward on their long career path. What's the point of breaking up when you're those guys? Can't you just keep that shtick going forever?
I think it's all scam. I think they're just doing that for...
It's like when the Eagles went out on tour for their like...
Yeah, they put out a record one every 10 years. It's like, okay, so there's not going to be a record in 8 years from now.
Big reunion tour.
Oh, yeah, that's how they can get the reunion tour.
Exactly. Yep. Now you're thinking with your head instead of your dick.
Plus, they could have just hired people. They could have... Hired people to be in those masks.
Right.
Right.
Just keep the money
flowing. Maybe they did already. Maybe they were just going.
Yeah, just open up a garage band and throw some Apple loops together. And do a little synth line on top. Get a little sample of something.
Right. That's all. They used to do that with, like, did the monkeys do that or somebody? Or, like, oh, a lot of, like, bananas.
Man or Astroman did that. They yeah. Man or Astroman had clones of their band that would go on tour.
You know who does that? Blippi, too. He sends out a fake Blippi.
Oh, really? You
know, he has multiple Blippis.
Blippi's on notice.
Uh-huh. A lot of people were pissed when they found out it wasn't the real Blippi.
I want to do that. If
yeah, why not?
Comedy shows ever start up again, I'll train someone mm-hmm. to learn my set.
There was a fake zombies going around, too, in the 60s.
And, of course, Gallagher had Gallagher, too.
Was it his brother or something, or was it? Who? What?
Remember when Millie?
Give me somebody fresh.
Remember Millie Vanilli? Everyone got so mad. Polite, but then now that's how everyone just
a, squeeze in a little together to the center of your screen, if you will, Lillian George.
It's no more CDs to skip. It's just digital files.
Somebody commented, by the way.
There you go. Perfect.
Somebody commented, by the way, that this show has got to be some kind of aphrodisiac for couples because couples are always appearing up on the Zoom. And who knows what they do after they talk to me. Could get pretty steamy.
Oh, I tell you what.
Don Jr. style.
Hi, everybody. Happy birthday, Doug. Mm-hmm. Hello, Tim. Hello, Vic.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, we're currently in a long-distance relationship. Lily here lives in New York. I live in Boston.
That's
and,
nothing.
That's nothing.
I know, but I was just wondering if because it's the pandemic, we can't see each other as often as we'd like. So I was wondering, what are some fun long distance relationships activities that we could do? I know, Doug, you're a relationship expert. Tim, you've been married for a long time. Vic, you had a vasectomy, so you know.
It wasn't my choice, but yes.
Yeah.
Doug,
you could play Boggle on
FaceTime. Is it true,
FaceTime.
Doug? Is it? Am I talking out of school? Are you in a long distance relationship?
I can no confirm, no deny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. It's helpful.
Why don't you just mail each other cute packages of TJ Maxx clearance items?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing. You know, surprise packages in the mail. You could get on. I know one friend of mine, he's in a long distance relationship. They go on Discord and they watch movies together somehow. I don't know how that works, but
When I first met Ann, she was in Boston and I was in PA. And I mean, this is 12 years ago. I mean, I don't know. So if this is helpful, but like, yeah, we do Scrabble like online, you know, that kind of thing. I would, but I would drive up there like most weekends. Do you make the trek? How often do you do the trek up there or down there? Oh, we lost him. But I, you could set, you know what you could do? You could send some flowers from a local. Oh, there we go.
You know what? I have an idea.
About once a month.
Yeah.
Or our hope is about once every 2 weeks because Amtrak is so damn cheap these days, you know, with Joe, the Amtrak guy. You know,
I have a vibe. I'm picking up a vibe where she's like, yeah, I guess.
Right. You know, he's like trying to get
phase this thing. I'm trying to phase
like,
this thing out, but right.
Are you guys artistic? Do you like write songs, music?
Right, do you perform in Sparks?
Yeah. What do you? I know. Really. What do you do? Is there an art that you guys can collaborate together on?
Well, we met on our college improv troupe.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
No, that's not gonna work.
I write. She loves crosswords, so we could do crosswords together.
That's my craft.
Why don't you write the crosswords and she solves them?
Put secret messages in there.
Well, if you do improv, you could just put in whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Here's my suggestion. If everyone wouldn't mind just piping down for a second, how about this? This is kind of outrageous. We live in a time where you could FaceTime, you could text, you could do immediate contact. You can be with each other whenever you want digitally. What about a full ban on that?
Okay.
And so you can only communicate through analog means. You could send letters through the mail, postcards, and maybe phone calls, but only through
payphones.
Landlines.
Maybe even not. Maybe even not. Pretend you're in the 1800s. In the 1800s. And then when you could reunite in person, it's, oh, my love, I have so much to tell you. There's been so much going on in my life. I have to go through. Uh-huh. I have to tell you about this.
Then you're not bored when you see each other. It's exciting.
Why don't you get into
the thrill alive?
What's that telegram?
Yeah,
where
like,
you tap, where you learn Morse code.
Or send singing telegrams.
Tap out messages like that, then you or really
you
have
send,
to...
Yeah, you could send Western Union messages, mm-hmm. telegrams.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to mail him some hair, but it got lost.
Well, that's creepy now. That's creepy.
Right. How much hair? Was it your hair? Or was it
from
horse?
What region of your body was it from?
Horse hair?
Just a little bit. Just some
just a lot.
Hair.
What did you want him to do with the hair?
Yeah, it's a sign of affection.
You know, that was up to him. Oh.
Save it for DNA evidence for later.
Right.
plant some evidence later. I think my idea is the best. Let's vote on that, Doug.
I think all of our ideas mm-hmm. are worthwhile.
I was going to say a combination of all that.
It can't be. My idea is
singular.
Well,
we just spewed out many ideas. So which ideas specifically, T?
The idea that they
cut off
analog means,
cut off digital
yeah.
stuff.
Digital communication. Try it for 2 weeks and get back to us.
I'll tell you this, no text. Maybe cut out one form of...
Yeah, no constant interruptions and
yeah,
reminders.
Yeah, no texting. How about
enjoy the
voice memo type? Oh. You know the texting where you speak in and you hear the voice playback?
Right. I have that thing where because I'm in such communication with so many people through texts and everything... And we all know that we're basically like, look, I've got fucking 200 texts going on right now. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow. But I have that thing where if somebody's not writing me back, I'm just sort of like, whoa, what's going on? Are we on the outs?
Right.
So that eliminates all that. You can just know that the reason she's not writing you back is not because she's with some other person.
Right.
Which she may be.
But she could be.
Definitely,
it's always a fear. It's always definitely shaking her head.
Check in every hour. Make sure everything she sends a selfie of where her surroundings are, and make sure there's no other males around.
You guys ever been to the defunct Jamaica Plain Zoo? That is worth.
That's the question everybody.
That
wanted
is
to find
worth.
Out.
That is worth going to. It's very cool. It's like you can walk through old monkey cages and look it up. I'm telling
okay.
you.
Wait,
just
so there's
you.
No animals in there?
We've got to
like
move this along.
It is near the Sam Adams Brewery.
Another surprise.
We have another surprise.
Oh God.
Right.
Bye, Lillian.
Go there. That'll keep the flame alive.
Is everybody enjoying the show today? I think it's a fun show. It's a very loose.
This is the best show we've ever done. Thanks to me. That.
Apart from my zoo question.
The zoo question. Vic, I want you to have a list of America's zoos. And so when everyone calls in, you can be like, hey, have you ever been to the St. Petersburg Zoo?
Defunct zoos. That's the worst.
Have you been to the LA Zoo? The old one?
I go
one?
All the time. Yeah, I love it there.
Okay, Doug, we had so many people that were unable to join us to celebrate your birthday, people that you have more, a closer connection to. But somebody did bite as we were fishing. So one way to set it up. And, you know, I think because we honor, and we love, by the way, we love our central time zone
it's
so
nuts.
Much.
It's nuts.
We love central time zone. We thought... And Doug is an Illinois boy, and so we wanted to bring in somebody from that region. And with respect, we have a major star with us today.
From the land of Lincoln?
A major star. We have an American original, a guy who's really at the top of his game when it comes to rock.
Come on!
I'm talking about none other from the band.
Oh.
I don't know if they're defunct. Are they still together? We'll ask him. We'll get to the bottom of this. From the band Slipknot, we have Corey Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Taylor.
Unmasked. Unmasked.
Can I use that intro music? That's beautiful.
That's what we put together for you. What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
I'm at the end of my rope.
I feel you.
Where are you at right now?
I am actually in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is that where you live?
As opposed to Las Vegas, you know.
New Mexico.
Do you have a gambling problem?
Well, I mean, define problem, really. I mean, it's...
Well, have you moved to Las Vegas to gamble?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Do you win too much?
I moved to Las Vegas because of a horrible marriage.
Oh, so, ooh, I want to get into this.
Oh, do you? Because I do.
Is that George Lucas behind you or David Bowie? This is the weirdest thing.
That's David Bowie, and that is some Star Wars memorabilia.
Weird. I wonder what, because look at David Bowie. Look at David Bowie back there. Doesn't it look like George Lucas?
It does, yeah.
Right, right.
It does. Uh-huh.
I mean, he was probably the original world builder, if you think about it. You know, Ziggy Stardust, like that whole thing. So are you insinuating that George Lucas ripped off David Bowie?
I mean, he did. Well, David Bowie got into the whole sci-fi thing before anyone.
That's true. That's true. And I want to say, well, no, that was a Jim Henson movie. I was going to go Labyrinth, but
Man
now
Jim Henson,
owned by Disney, which owns Lucasfilm, it all makes sense.
By the way, I'm so disconnected from pop culture. From like,
oh, you're talking to the right guy then.
I don't know anything about what's going on. And so last night I said, you know what? I got to catch up a little bit, make some effort. And I put on that WandaVision show.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
That's actually amazing.
It is?
It's one of my favorite shows right now because it starts out and you're so like, what is happening with this show? You had a hint that it was going to be something really different and weird, you know, but the last couple episodes,
it all clicks.
So, like, dude, it's pretty. The last episode was really heartbreaking. Like, there was some real.
Do I need to know anything about? Like, do I need to know anything about these things to watch, or is it? Can you go?
Yeah, I mean,
because I don't know anything about comic books.
You have to have watched like four of the movies to be able to kind of
which movies
piece together with of the Marvel movies.
Ugh. I don't think I can handle this.
Yeah, you don't have. I mean, that's at least a week. I mean, that's a full month of your life, really, just kind of trying to piece that together. But so, if you go on YouTube, there's like master cuts that they've put together. So
I think I just am going to let this one go back. I'm just not going to engage. But
certain stuff, like at our age, there, you can just kind of sail it off. I'm not engaged in anything else. That's my only geekdom right now. So
you get into it.
Oh, very.
So you'd do pay for the?
Those are my comic books.
Oh my God! Look at this.
Ooh. I just moved all my stuff from Iowa here, so I've been having I'm having to do the great repacking. So
did you move there? So wait, did you move for the marriage or because of the marriage?
Because of.
Okay, so she's back in Iowa.
No. Her family lived here. So then I moved here. So we had two houses. We had one in Iowa. I had my original house in Iowa and then one here. And then when we got divorced, I stayed and sold the Iowa house because my children back there are grown. Okay. My daughter here is six.
And this woman is now buried in the desert outside of Las Vegas somewhere, huh? Just
oh, that's not very nice.
Sorry.
I can't say anything, Cora. I'll have to test it.
Yeah, I understand. We'll move things
too
along.
Too gnarly for the Slipknot guy.
We'll move.
We went dark, dude. This is your usual bent. I mean, this is interesting.
Are you a fan of Doug Lucenhop's work? Are you familiar with what we do?
Oh, I have no idea who that is.
Got you. Okay. Trying to get some context here. I also didn't do any research on you.
Which is, you know. I figured that out when you asked if Slipknot was still together. I mean,
can I ask what do you play in the group?
I play lead bass.
Okay.
And then do you wear a mask when you're playing, and is it hard to play when you have something covering your eyes like that?
Well, I'm going to let you figure that one out for yourself.
You try, Doug.
Or does that make you a better player? Yeah. No, I'm just curious.
No, hold on.
Well, I mean, that's a great question. Does it make me a better player? It does in that context and that band.
Yeah.
You know, I certainly look better.
I just checked out you just put out a solo album that I listened to, and it rocks. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's not like dark and like scary. It's fun.
Right. Yeah.
Is that the new you?
No, it's the old me.
It's a diversion.
It's album. Yeah. I mean, these are songs that I've been writing for the last 20 years that didn't fit with Slipknot, didn't fit with my other band, Stone Sour. So I just kind of sat on them. I tried to give them to other people, as like collabs and stuff. It just didn't, like, nobody just was biting. So I said, all right, I'll just stockpile them and, you know, put it out for myself. And it's just like a good old school rock album.
Because, you can do, I was watching some videos, you can do that, you can do David Lee Roth, like, on the, like, perfectly.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the price of 30 years of smoking. Get that good.
Right. Do you do the big?
I don't smoke it anymore.
Do you do the big kicks?
I used to be able to do the kick, but my hands are too tight now. I can't do the doubles. You know.
Well,
I can do a good. I could do a good A.
Hey.
I can't do the line, but I can do it in an A. So there you go.
I can do a little bit. David Lee Roth.
Everybody looks like they're having a good time tonight.
Yeah. I could do a great rock voice.
Yeah.
So today's a day of reunions. We've had the reunion of Doug's long-lost brother. And right now, I would like to make a big reunion happen live on Office Hours. This is an event that took place. I don't know what it was. Do you remember how many years ago this might have been? What's that? 15? 15
years ago.
15 years ago, you all, Slipknot, the Slipknot gang. Was that what you were known as, the Slipknot gang? Was it just Slipknot?
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, we went from the Slipknot to Slipknot, kind of like the Pink Floyd to Pink Floyd.
Or you know what gets often mistaken is the band Eagles is just Eagles. It's not the Eagles. It's Eagles.
Right. Yes.
You were performing in New York, and there was a mix-up. There was a mix-up on the booking angle, and who showed up but none other than not Slipknot, but the Slipnuts.
Yes, it was
the Slipknots.
It didn't go over well with our eyes.
And we're going to bring in a member of the Slipknots. A member of the Slipknots is with us today. John Glazer is with us.
What's up?
Can we see John?
Hey.
He's waving.
You got to say something, John.
John, say something so we can see you. Say hello.
Am I on? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, there he is. You guys all have
happy birthday. Happy birthday, Doug.
There you go.
Sorry, I have to apologize for all the Slipknot fans. Usually, you know, people know us for our uniform and all my, I have no shirt under my sweater vest because I forgot. I have no excuse. I got about a month's worth of blue button downs, and they're all at the dry cleaner, and I forgot to pick them up this morning. So my apologies to all the nutheads out there. Good to see you again.
You too, dude. How you doing?
Yeah, go ahead. You guys take it away. I'll just moderate the conversation between you two.
Well, I put some of my daughter's stuffed animals up there just to make it like a happy birthday vibe for Doug.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And then I put my party dad hat on.
Yeah, we see it. I mean, no need to describe, you know, that's the beauty of seeing things is we can see it.
Well, you know, I couldn't see, you know, I'm far away from the lens and I'm not sure how readable it is.
So anything else you want to describe? Do you want to describe anything else about what we're seeing? Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, I can walk you through the stuffed animals. I turned that one around.
No.
Why'd you turn it around?
Right there, because it facing forward, it would just fall down.
No.
Oh, so, I thought it was offensive.
It's fun. It's like it's shy.
Let me give some context here. John, and who are the other members of the Slipknots?
There's Slipknot Brian and Slipknot Andy. And if you could just call me Slipknot John, that's
fine.
My preference. Yeah, just not John Glazer.
I understand. I'm sorry, we're not fully committed to this in-character stuff on our show.
Yeah, that's okay.
Also, this isn't going out live. This is a private show for me that we're archiving.
There's Slipknot Andy and Slipknot Brian, and they're actually doing other comedy podcasts with, like, Slipknot Andy is doing Josh Gad's Been There, Gad That podcast with the bass player from Slipknot is on there.
Okay.
And then Slipknot Brian is doing Pete Holmes's podcast with the drummer from Slipknot.
Okay.
Yeah, they're busy with other.
You try to team up and spread it out.
Yeah, what a coincidence. What a coincidence.
Gospels.
Sorry, I'm having my soup right now too.
Yeah, you're having soup.
The cream of celery.
Okay.
Let me just give you a quick shot of that.
Oh wow!
Wow.
And I got a root beer right there.
What is this feature man? Got a little root beer. All right. So just so the audience feels like
happy birthday, Doug.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
So. Let me ask
just
this.
A wonderful
this question
that's happening right now. I'm barely keeping it together.
Well, I've got something planned for you. By the way, I've got something emotional planned for you in the after hours that's going to make you actually cry.
Get the tissues.
So Stan, so patrons are going to get that experience. But let me ask you this. First, my question to Corey. We're going to just, we have to make this a little more formal here because I want to know something. What is your recollection, your memory of the Slipknot's bit?
Well, the first time it happened was actually, I want to say it was the second time we played Conan. And because the first time we did Wait and Bleed, which was in 99. And the second time we went on, it was, we did the Heretic Amplifier, which was for the Iowa album.
Okay.
And they had turned our appearance into a bit, which was to, they had actually accidentally double booked the Slipknots. So right. The Slipknots came out. With their bag of nuts, and they had a song, and they said, "We're the Slipknots, we're Slipknots," and they dumped peanuts out on we fell down, and the guy goes, "I slipped on some nuts."
And so you are all
really
for this.
Told the story.
You were all for this.
We didn't know.
What?
Nobody told us.
You didn't know?
Backstage.
Slipknot's John, question to you. Question to you, Slipknot John. You didn't they didn't know?
That's news to me.
You didn't clear it with the band?
You know, no, we thought it was higher. Dude, we thought it was great.
Okay.
It was so good.
But obviously your audience... Slipknot Corey. Wait, Slipknot... Yeah, Slipknot Corey. Slipknot Corey. Okay.
Sure.
Did you ever go by Slipknot Corey? No.
Not till now. I mean, it was a long time ago. I was young and in love, but I mean, let's somewhere else.
But your audience was not as amused as you might have been.
Well, no. Okay. So that was on the show itself. That was the TV show. Now, yeah. Fast forward, we were actually playing in New York.
Oh, okay.
And was it a Halloween show? I can't remember. It was something like that, but Conan's people contacted us to see if the Slipknots could open for us in front of a very, very heavy metal audience.
Right.
And they shot this whole vignette around it. I mean, it was so good. And then the reaction from the audience was, I mean, because we were all side of stage watching this happen, and it literally happened. They got in so quick and got out so quick. It was brilliant. They shot up, and they were like, "We slipped on some," and they took off.
Yeah.
Audience was just giving them hell.
Slipknot John? Slipknot John, were you intimidated by their audience? Was it like that nauseating experience for you, or did you love just shitting on their... on the audience and just like ruining their night?
Well, I don't think, the Slipknots don't think of, we're there to please. We didn't think we were shitting on anyone or ruining anyone's night. You know, we were, but I will say it was a combination of exhilaration and terror.
Yeah.
I think it was the stage manager was like, listen, just, keep moving, be a hard target because they're going to be whipping shit at
you. Yeah.
Be like batteries. And I really thought this is the night I like lose an eye and I'll have an eye patch for the rest of my life, which I was kind of actually hoping would happen. I'm like, part of me is like, let me lose an eye tonight so I got this story for the rest of my life. But I was just trying to like be a hard target. I don't know if you remember that old show, Hard Target.
No.
These goofs. That's a Midwest thing, Chicago. Shake the crime stick. Or maybe that was Mr. Show.
Sure.
Anyway, they made fun of that because, it was pretty fun. It was kind of hilarious, but it was also, I really thought one of us is going to get hurt bad here. A D-cell battery is going to take out my eye socket.
And they don't feel good to take a D-cell battery to the face.
Now,
I
mean, that says something a little bit about your audience there, Slipknot Corey. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if your audience was like, this is the best. What a great pun. You're cultivating an audience of killers.
Cultivate is a strong word. I think they showed up in that state of mind.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
The maggots.
Maggots.
It's only when we got on stage that they calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
I would like say that 90% of the audience got it.
Right.
However, you have to understand that they were expecting a whole other act to be on stage.
Sure. Right?
I want to say it was Lamb of God, because I think it was like one of the first tours we did with it. It was either Lamb of God or Shadows Fall.
It was Lamb of God, because I remember there was I remember the word lamb.
Right, right. It does stick out.
And Slipknot's John doesn't remember a lot of words. That's a big one for him.
He's not one of my top 10 favorite words.
lamb chops. He gets hungry.
Gotta quench my thirst right now with this root beer.
There you go.
What are you got? Hires or A&W?
Dads.
Dads.
We got some original Stewart.
Ooh, right out of the bottle.
Oh, Artisan's the good stuff.
You're paying a premium, by the way, for getting that single bottle. You should get a nice big 2-liter. You'd be much happier.
Probably, but that's plastic. I like to get the glass.
They do the glass 2-liter bottles now.
Really? Legitimately excited about that. Both in and out of character.
So it's so heavy. The 2-liter glass bottle, so heavy.
So fragile.
Around. Oh my God!
What life's all about.
What's your preferred root beer, Slipknot, Corey? The Slipknot heads want to know.
I'll never turn down a good dad's.
Right. No, I'm a cream soda freak. I'd take a cream soda over a root beer any day.
I got for Christmas. Now this is giving away a little bit of my dad's side. I got root beers through the years.
Wow. Is that a root beer club that you're a part of?
Well, I didn't think there was such a thing until my wife got it for me. And I was like, really? We're there? Like, this is
that's amazing.
I mean, look, I love sugar, but
yeah,
trying to do a 10-pack of those things was like, I was dying.
But you're in good shape. I mean, are you? Do you
don't work hard to be in that good shape.
But
thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate that.
Guess what mine's it?
Corey
is Tim.
Slipknot Corey, are you older or younger than Doug? Now, guess this, because we don't know how old Doug is. And this, what do you think? Do you think you're younger or older than Doug?
I would say I'm younger.
Barks.
Okay, we'll get to the bottom of that.
What about barks?
If you are older or younger than Doug.
It's a sharper.
Are you
like frozen running?
Are you 40?
What about A&W?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm 47.
47. Oh, you're much younger than Doug.
Yeah.
I'm much younger than Doug.
Celery and root beer lunch that John was having, but you know.
All right, listen, I have to move things along. This is a proper professional show. This isn't just me, Corey, and John hanging out all day. It's not what this is. I mean,
I feel good about it. You know, I mean, I thought we covered some great history, right?
I mean, listen, Corey, whether you like it or not, you're a friend of the show now.
Oh, well, thank you.
I think it's a good thing. I think the audience is loving you.
I mean, as long as that's a good thing, I mean, great.
You're a good sport and you're a talented guy. I was rocking out to your single, Samantha. Wait, what's it called? Samantha's Gone?
Yeah.
It's a good riff. Are you playing a lot of that, or
I play guitar on every song except Janie's Got a Gun.
You just played Janie's Got a Gun for some reason.
Why not? It's my birthday.
That was Doug.
What about A&W?
Oh, gotcha. All right,
John. Anything you want to say, Slipknot John?
I just want to say it's been great being here. Really quick, I don't know if your viewers can see this. My hat says
party. Yeah. We saw that earlier. Party dad. Got that.
It's a green hat.
Funny
too.
Stuff.
I got a question.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Great.
If John's such a root beer freak, what does A&W stand for?
Yeah, John, what is it?
If you think you're such a root beer freak.
A&W, I believe, stands for always water it.
Wow, that's correct. That's what it says here.
Always water it is a 1930s phrase for quench your thirst.
Always
would say, oh, yeah, people would be like, always water it. And then the guy that started A&W was like, oh, let's call it A&W, always water it. But it's root beer.
Uh huh.
Wow.
That's 100% true. Look it up if you think I'm lying.
Doug, what is it?
Always in Water. Yeah, that was the last names of the guys who, is they had weird last names.
Mr.
Jonathan Always. And William Water it.
That doesn't sound true. What no. I said is true.
Okay.
All right, you two knots.
Oh,
I'm glad it. I got to get you guys together after all these years, 15 years yeah. apart. Maybe yeah. you guys will do a reunion tour.
No.
It seems highly unlikely. Sorry, Slipknot, John.
I can speak for the Slipknot to say we would love that.
All right, guys. I'll see you later. Thank you very much for calling in, Corey, and thank you very much for calling in, Slipknot John.
So you guys are scrambling.
Hey!
Happy birthday to Doug.
Happy birthday, guys.
Let me just unpack this a little bit. So you're scrambling for guests for my birthday show.
No.
And you're like, he's from the Midwest. What do? We get someone from Slipknot from Iowa, one state over.
Yeah.
And then he's in Vegas, and then somehow that connects to... John Glazer.
Well, I'll tell you what, Doug.
It came together great. I'm just wondering how that I could have suggested maybe get Steve Albini.
Well, we were just we were taking a note off of you who didn't want that much attention to your birthday.
No, so it's great. It's great. I just thought that was a funny
we made a
extrapolation.
Wait, we're recording right now, hon.
Oh, who's here?
What? Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. We have
God.
We got something.
Wow.
What?
Happy birthday to you.
Whoa.
Happy birthday.
Look at this.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow. Look at Sarah Squirm.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
That's Sarah Squirm.
In the mix.
Wow. Happy birthday, guys.
Wow, look at that. Beautiful cake.
Look at that.
Can we see that?
Oh, my God.
Wow, look at that.
What?
There's the camera.
What? Oh, there she is. Sarah, how are you? Where's a mic for her?
We got her on camera. We got her.
She's good. You have something to say?
Thank you, Sarah. Sarah, are you going to have some of this cake, or what is this? Will you stick around for after hours, at least?
You stick around for friggin' after hours?
Okay, if you insist...
And that is a vegan cake from my friend Kate O'Connor, ladies and gentlemen.
Kate O'Kalin.
Wow.
Kate O'Kalin's got a bakery. Hello.
Hi, I can't really.
Welcome to the office hours headquarters.
Slide it to you around.
Oh,
that's
me.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you make this costume?
Yes, I spent 18 hours really working really hard on it.
Good
and I can
Lord.
Tell it's really paying off. All the hard work.
Well, you'll
work.
Be able to use that. You guys are what's going on?
I mean, yeah, I want people to see what we have.
Sarah,
yeah,
did you really make that outfit just for this? Because that is insane.
Doug, I'm unemployed. Thank you for telling me. Happy birthday. Love you. Made it just for you.
All right. Sit down. Can you sit down in that thing? Or are you just kind of crouch?
Wait, pose for my picture real quick.
Okay, yeah. Everyone to get their pictures.
No, Matt's in my way.
Let's take one more Zoomer since we felt like we didn't get to as many people, but it's already been a great show. What about Keoff Pina? I don't want to say that incorrectly and offend you. Keoff?
Can you get him? Do you see Keoff
Penis?
Oh, there he is.
Can we hear you? We can't hear you.
Oh, she can't even sit.
Hey, there you are.
Get her a stool maybe or something?
Hello.
She can lean against.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the Netherlands right now.
What? We got our first international call of the day!
Yeah, how you doing?
How do we say your name correctly and respectfully?
Well, you said it almost right. It's Keoff Pinas.
Wow. That's
What's the last name again?
Due respect.
Pinas.
I know.
Well, what's that been like for you your entire fucking life?
Dog.
Jesus Christ.
Only my best mate is the only one. He's English, so he's the only one who said the penis thing. So.
Well,
we would never say that. That's too.
No one ever says it. They just kind of walk away, going like, "Okay."
I know what it sounds like. Yeah.
Sorry, apologies.
I thought that was going to be the first thing. That's fine.
It is what it is.
Sarah.
Well,
standing there.
Well,
she's
our
cursed.
Poor Sarah Squirm here is forced to stand because of the choices she's made in her life. Nothing to do with me.
Probably be really hilarious right now.
what's happening? What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I was just enjoying the show, and yeah, Doug, congratulations to your birthday. I really enjoyed Doug Pound, the Pound House, you know.
Oh, oh yeah, thank you.
Really, yeah, it got me into editing. So yeah.
Oh, you're an editor. Oh,
look at that, actually. Yeah.
So are you are you British, or are you where are you born?
Well, I'm from Suriname. It's in the South Africa, South American country.
Okay.
But yeah, I've had some roots in England, so that's maybe the accent. Yeah.
But what are you doing in the Netherlands?
Oh, I just live here. I've been born in Den Haag.
Is it the best?
Right now, it's all right. There's like a curfew, 9 o'clock. Oh. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, COVID aside, you love living there?
Yeah, I love it. It's
I'm gonna come over there and hang out with you.
Yeah, hang out in Amsterdam like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what show I'm loving is that Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia. You know that show?
Hamilton's.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's very cool. It's like this guy, he's Hamilton Morris. He's Errol Morris's son. And he goes around and learns about drugs, and like he's really into drugs, and he like gets to the bottom of like what's really going on there.
He smokes and does the drugs too. What?
I like it. I watched the one about salvia last night. It was crazy.
I saw that one where he's in South America and he like...
No, he's in Mexico. That's in North America, Doug.
Well, he's south of me.
I'm so sorry. We have to run because it's 11:30 already here. I appreciate calling in. We're going to keep things going. Keough, if you're a member of the After Hours community, you could just saddle in over there. If you're not, I respect that too. Doug. These guys are so quick to mute our beautiful Zoomers. It's just so disrespectful. As soon as I move on, it's like, boop, moot. This has been a blast. I look forward to this every week. Doug. By the way, I'm doing these virtual shows, these records. Can you... Where's that poster? Here it is.
DJ Doug Pound in the mix.
We are doing some virtual record store shows in America. Here, where is it? Boston, New York, Nashville, Birmingham.
It's a beautiful poster.
Austin, yeah. These are for sale, by the way, too, if you go to... Tim Heidecker's records music shop, whatever that is. Matt, do you know the link with how to get that link? But
it's timheideckermusic.com, right?
timheideckermusic.com. You could buy these. They're signed and numbered. Look at this. One out of, holy shit, 250. So you can buy these right now. And we'll be, just look online. You'll see these little acoustic shows that I'm doing for these record stores starting next week. You're going to enjoy it. That's all we have. Happy birthday, Doug. We love you. You're one of our heroes. You keep me going. You're my tennis partner in life. You're my brother. And
what was our score the other day against Matt and JP?
6-0.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in the after hours. Bye-bye. Good night. Good afternoon. Good morning. We'll see you next week.
For truth is true. Decide to live with life. Goodbye. To live with life. Goodbye. And to live
with life. Okay, thank you. Life.